This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. Now is the typical time to start planting cool season crops like broccoli, cabbage, cauliflower, kale, onions, potatoes, and turnips. K-State Extension horticulture expert Matt McKernan discusses how to start planting cool season crops in the home garden. Matt, we finally reached that point where we're really starting to get serious about planting the vegetable garden, and most cool season crops can be planted outside by maybe the second or third week of March?
Yes, by the middle of March, most of our cool season crops are ready to start being planted outside. The Kansas weather is really going to vary from year to year, so March 15th isn't a perfect date. But for the most part, it's a great time to consider planting a lot of our cool season crops.
We're looking at soil temperature as one of the determining factors?
Yes, really soil temperature and moisture are going to be the two things that are really critical in getting some of these seeds that we might plant to grow. And as we warm up, this spring especially, it's been pretty warm soil temperature-wise across the state. And so a lot of these crops will be successful if we start to plant them now.
Your veteran gardeners know which ones to plant first, but for people like me, what are some things that we should be considering?
Yeah, cool season crops are going to be plants that grow best in the cool weather of the season, either in the spring or in the fall, when temperatures are still cool. And that's going to include a wide variety of vegetables, including things like broccoli, cauliflower, cabbages and kales, onions and potatoes, a lot of our root crops like carrots, radish, turnips, and even some unusual crops like Swiss chard would also be great to plant this time of year.
The Kansas Garden Guide has a really good section on the timing dates of some of these?
Yes, with a wide variety of plants that we can plant as cool season crops, we really want to look at a resource like the Kansas Garden Guide. There's also a kind of a smaller version of that called the Kansas Vegetable Garden Planting Guide with great charts on when the ideal time to plant some of these crops are and what kind of marginal windows we might have either before or after those periods to establish some of these plants as well. When we talk about cool season crops, there are even ones that can be planted sooner. And so things like peas, lettuce, and leeks, for example, could all actually be planted a little bit earlier in March outdoors because they're a little bit more cold tolerant than even some of the other cool crops we've discussed.
I guess before we really even start doing the planting, we want to make sure that we have everything lined out. We know exactly where we want to plant this, that, and the other thing.
For sure. We will also want to make sure that our garden soils aren't too wet to be working or to be out there planting. So there's a lot of prep that we want to do before. We want to make sure that we've conducted a soil test maybe earlier in the season so that we know what kind of nutrients that we need to add at planting time or during the growing season. We want to make sure that we've maybe considered adding a little bit of organic matter into that soil as well, some compost or some ground up leaves that it's going to help increase the health of our soil. And then, yeah, once we get things lined up, we're ready to actually start doing some of that planting.
If you're someone who can only do container gardening, this is probably really well suited for this.
It is. There's a lot of these great vegetable crops that can really yield themselves well to a container. I personally always grow lettuce in containers because it's easy to just put outside the door. So that makes harvesting really easy as well. And I don't necessarily have to walk to the back of the garden to be able to harvest some of these leafy greens that I might want to enjoy.
Are any of these cool season crops easier to grow than others? What's the success rate if you're kind of a new gardener?
Yeah, if you're a new gardener, there's definitely some that'll be easier to grow than others. I think lettuce is a really easy cool season crop that you should be able to grow. Onions is usually a pretty forgiving plant as well. With onions, though, I would typically start with a bulb rather than the seed, just because you're going to get a lot bigger onion before the heat of the summer sets in.
Probably don't have time to cover it today, but there's a lot of steps that go into the actual gardening process in terms of the planting, the harvesting. So those are things that people might keep in mind too.
For sure. And I think as much as anything, we want to make sure that we're starting with varieties that are really going to thrive in the Kansas weather that we have. And so there's a lot of great resources out there to help you pick varieties of all these vegetable crops that are really going to be well adapted to our climate. And so you can find that in the Kansas Garden Guide. You can also look for that in publications such as the Recommended Vegetable Varieties of Kansas.
That's K-State Extension horticulture expert Matt McKernan. Matt also recommends subscribing to their horticulture newsletter, a weekly publication put out by Extension specialists with timely information on top trends and research in horticulture, as well as any disease or pest issues appearing throughout the state. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.